Baruch Hashem, we finished the chapter on Bitul. Now we're going in Biyam Darkecha into the chapter. We finished the chapter on Vekut. We're going in now Biyam Darkecha in the chapter on Bitul. Zat Hashem, Beskut Rav Eliyahu Mani, Zkuto Yegen Alenu. Today was a Zilula, one of the Rav Chaverim of the Ben Ish Chai. Baruch Hashem, we're good friends. So, Zat Hashem, what is Bitul? What is Bitul? Deep things. רבים מעובדי השם יתברך ועמלי תורתו באמת מרגישים שאף על שהם משתדלים באמת בכל כוחם במשך זמן רב, right? לעבוד כראוי. Even though there's tons of people that are trying to serve Hashem, they're trying to come close to Hashem, and they're trying their best with all of their power for a while, but it seems like I'm not doing something right. אין להם הצלחה כמו שציפו, אף שעמלו מאוד. They don't have the success that they were expecting, even though they've been working very hard. יש שמרגישים שאינם מצליחים להתפטר מהמידות הרעות. There's those that feel that they can't get rid of their bad midot. They can't get rid of their bad things that they're working on. ויש שמרגישים שאין תפילתם מתקבלת לרצון. There's those that feel that my prayers are not being accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that I would like. ויש שמרגישים שאינם מצליחים לצאת מהתאוות כראוי. There's those of us who can't get out of our lusts, out of the things that we're addicted to, the things that we're tied to. We can't get out of them properly. ועוד ועוד, and there's many other ways. כך שיש הרבה יהודים שמחפשים את השלמות בעבודת השם יתברך. There's a lot of Jews that are seeking out the proper way, the perfect way to serve Hashem. ורואים שהיא רחוקה מהם. And they see this path, the perfection is very far from them. והם מרגישים שאינם מצליחים להשיג את קרבת השם יתברך כמו שרצו. They feel I can't get that closeness to Hashem like I wanted. ויש להם תחושה, they have this feeling, this general feeling, שמשהו חסר בעבודה, something's lacking in my service of Hashem. ותחושתם נכונה, משהו חסר. They're right, their feeling is right, something's lacking. כי כאשר אדם עובד זמן רב כראוי, when a person works for a long time properly, הוא מגיע למדרגה, he gets to a certain level, שדורשים ממנו להתעלות למדרגת הביטול. You get to a certain level, after you're working so successfully for a long time, now you get to a level where what are they asking from you? Nullify yourself. Avoda mitoch itbatlut la'Hashem itbach. Serve Hashem by way of nullification, selflessness into Hashem. V'chol zman shelo zachal lezeh, as long as he didn't merit to do this, uchash shemashu chaser, you feel that something is lacking, right? And bitul hu davar kol kach shorshi v'yesudi. Bitul is such a fundamental part of us. Ad shenitan lomar she'al af she'ashifot tovot. Bitul is so fundamentally important that you could say, even though the goals and the aspirations are good, and the effort that you put into attaining them is very, very important, and it's important to Hashem, it's precious to Hashem. Mikol makom, mi she'adayin lo kana et ha'bitul, even though that's the case, someone who didn't acquire bitul, someone who hasn't really worked on themselves to get to this level of nullifying themselves in front of Hashem, אז מבחינה מסוימת הוא עדיין לא התחיל לדרוך על מפתן העבודת הפנימית. At a certain level, a person who hasn't worked on their bitul hasn't even begun to step into the door of internal service of Hashem. ואינו עובד באופן הנכון, ולכן אינו מצליח, and he's not serving Hashem in the proper way, and therefore he's not successful. כי השם יתברך רוצה מבני עלייה עבודה לנקודת מוצא שונה. The people that are connected to Hashem, the spiritual people that are serving Hashem, they're on a different level. Hashem wants a different service of them. Us, we're all here coming on a Tuesday night to come learn from about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to connect to Hashem. Hashem is expecting different of all of us. We're not the average Joe, keeps Shabbat, keeps kosher, and goes in. That's a very lofty thing as well. But that's not us. We're here seeking out how to connect to Hashem. We're expected of a different work, a different avodah. Avodah mishore shona. Avodah sheba mimekor tahor legamre, from a completely pure place. נעשת אך ורק מתוך ביטול השם יתברך ולא מתוך הרגשת עצמיות. That why do I do anything? From a feeling of nullification to Hashem, and not from a feeling of me and me and myself and my ego. וכל זמן שאדם לא קנה בנפשו את ההתבטלות להשם יתברך, as long as a person hasn't acquired in their soul the ability to nullify themselves to Hashem, לא שייך שיבוא אל שלמותו. It's not fitting that you should come to your top form, your best version, because you haven't even worked on bitul. Velo shayach sheikne kinyanei emet ba'avodat Hashem. It's not fitting that he should that he acquired something true in his service of Hashem, because he hasn't nullified himself. It's all about me still. How could you ever get to perfection if it's all about you when the whole point is about Hashem, and the goal is to get to Hashem? This is the siba, this is the reason that all of the people that feel that they're lacking, right? That they don't have it. They think that they're serving Hashem properly, they're doing all the mitzvot, they're going through the actions, but it's not there. Why? כי השם יתברך לא רוצה שנפסיד את העיקר, ולכן הוא מסבב לאוהביו סיבות בהרבה עניינים עד שיגיעו לנקודה הזאת. Hashem wants the main, most important thing. What is that? You nullify yourself for what He wants. As long as you're not doing that, or working on it, Hashem is going to make all the reasons in the world to get you there. To get to the point where you say, okay Hashem, hands up. Not because I give up, but because I give in. Right? I nullify myself. It's not about me anymore. I went, okay, sababa, hands up. וכל מי שזכה להבין את העניין הזה, מעיד בפה מלא, שממש התחיל לחיות חיים חדשים לגמרי. Anybody who managed to get to some level of bitul, right? They can testify with a full mouth. They started to live a completely different life. A brand new life. Kipot amun ha'otzar. Here is where the treasures are hidden. Are hidden in bitul. מי שזוכה למידה זו כל ימיו בשמחה ותענוג. Whoever merits the bitul, to nullify themselves in front of the will of Hashem, their whole entire life is pleasure and happiness and simcha and joy. And everything is done with a true, filled heart. הוא תמיד מרגיש את השם יתברך, you always feel Hashem, דבוק בו ושמח עמו, clinging to Hashem, attached to Him, happy with Him. וכל חייו משתנים לטובה. Your whole entire life is changed for the good. Therefore, we have to put a lot of effort into learning מה זה בדיוק ביטול. What is bitul and how do we get it? What do we look out for? How do we work on it? Tov, to go in. What is bitul? ההגדרה השורשית של עבודת הביטול היא להרגיש כל כך את מציאות השם יתברך עד שלא ירגיש את מציאות עצמו. You want to feel Hashem's reality so much that you don't feel your own reality. Right? It's all about Hashem and it's not about me. וכזו להרגיש וכזוכה להרגיש כך, הוא מכיר היודע שמי שעושה את הכל זה רק השם יתברך. When you merit to this level, you know that whoever is doing everything is just Hashem. כי הוא המציאות האמיתית, Hashem is the only true reality. ואילו הנברא הוא רק כלי לגלות את אורו, יתברך בעולם הזה. All you are is a vessel to reveal Hashem's reality in this world. והוא כמו שליח שהוא ידו ארוכה של המשלח. You're an emissary, you're a messenger. You're the long arm, the outstretched arm of the sender. Right? But you're an extension of the sender. You're not something independent of the sender. Right? Like we're going to explain Bezat Hashem. Bitul is not only for the person mitziut atzmo kedavar nifrad, ena tofeset, slicha, v'ina ha-bitul eno rak klepei ha-adam atzmo. Bitul is not only for the person himself, ela gam klepei kol b'riya v'anashim sheba. Bitul is not only about me, it's about nullifying myself to all of the creations and all of the people in the world. שלא ירגיש שיש להם מציאות עצמית. Not only that I'm nullified to them, they're nullified to me. None of this world has any meaning besides Hashem. אלא יראה רק את יד השם יתברך בכל דבר. You have to look at everything in the world and see Hashem's hand in it. There's nothing here that's separate from Hashem. The animal is not scary. The human being is coming to get you is not scary. They're all just extensions of Hashem's hand. ואיך שכולם הם רק כלים שלו יתברך. They're all just Hashem's vessels. וממילא לא יפחד משום אדם ודבר בעולם. Therefore you can't get angry at anybody, you can't get scared of anybody, right? You can't feel that anybody's causing you pain, because it's not them. They're messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're just messengers from Hashem. Everything is only done, if it's done in this world, it's done by the hand of Hashem. And everything is only done from Him. And what? Not only that, it's done for our complete good. It's done for your complete good, for your benefit. והנה בשכל זה, בשכל, סליחה, זה דבר פשוט ומוסכם שהכל זה רק השם יתברך. In our head, everyone agrees, it's very easy to say, yeah, everything's just Hashem. Everything, the whole world's just Hashem. In our head, all of us have no problem saying that. אמנם לזכות להרגיש את זה בפועל, to feel this applied in life, זה לא פשוט. It's not a simple thing. ולא רק זה, אלא שיש טבע בנפש שמתנגד לחיות את הידיעה הזאת. We have a nature imprinted in us, that is against this idea, against living out the idea that everything's from Hashem. Our nature makes us feel as if it's all about us. ולכן צריך להבין היטב את מהות העניין הביטול ואת דרכי קנייתו הנכונים. Therefore, we have to properly understand what is ביטול and how do we properly acquire it, how do we bring it into our lives. Let's expand this definition a little bit, the explanation a little bit. עבודת הביטול היא להיכנס להשגת והרגשת אחדות וייחוד הבורא. What is the work of Bitul? To go into the comprehension and the feeling, the emotions of oneness and unity of the Creator. Dainu, meaning, להכיר בבהירות שאין עוד מלבדו כלל. To feel clearly and to recognize that there's nothing besides Hashem. ואין שום מציאות בלעדיו יתברך שמו. There's no reality besides Hashem, blessed be He. וכל הנבראים חיים מאורו. All of the creations are living only by way of His life. והוא הפועל בהם כארזן ביד החוצב. Right? Hashem is the one that's acting and doing everything. Like the axe inside the hand of the lumberjack. Right? The axe is not doing anything. It's the lumberjack that's working hard to swing the axe and to chop down the tree. The axe, no one would go and say, hey, oh, what a great axe, you did a good job today. It's nice, he didn't do anything. It's just a tool, right? וצריך שזה יתבהר אצל האדם. This needs to be clear to a person. עד שיגיע למצב שמרוב ההכרה והרגשה הברורה במציאות הבורא וייחודו. It needs to be so clear to you that you recognize, you look at a situation, you recognize the reality of Hashem, and it's so clear to you that you feel it, how Hashem is one in everything. לא יוגיש את מציאות עצמו. You're not going to feel yourself. You're not going to feel yourself as your own reality. אלא רק את מציאות הבורא יתברך שמו. You're going to come to a point where you're only going to feel the reality of Hashem. You're going to look at someone coming to annoy you, say, ah, Hashem sending me bracha. He sent me someone to give me a test. If I manage to keep my mouth quiet right now, Hashem is going to download bracha into my life. Right? You see Hashem, you look past the person. The person doesn't exist when you go into this mindset. Because if he does exist, you're going to go off of him, you're going to curse him out, you're going to start to fight with him. And now you're going against the Torah. Why? Because you got caught in the matrix. You got caught in this world. Our job is to go above this world and to look and see Hashem in every single thing. So the person that's coming to annoy you, it's an outstretched hand of Hashem. What's he doing? Like we learned in the chapter in Midot. Hashem sending you an annoying thing, an angry thing. It's really the light of Gvura that's coming down to you. Melubash, covered up inside a klipa. Break the klipa by not getting angry at the person. Contemplate on the name Yudke Vavke with Shva, with two nekudot, right? And think about awe of Hashem. You just grew in your discipline in Avodat Hashem. Instead of getting angry at the person, the exact same light depends on how you are going to activate it. Are you going to be distracted by this world in the klipa and get angry at the person and act out? Or are you going to see that this exact situation, how it's being presented to me, and a person coming to annoy me, is the light of Gvura that's being sent to me in order for me to be able to wake up for Shacharit. Right? How are you looking at it? That's what it comes down to. V'adam kazeh chai b'ta'anug atzum yoter migmul alaleimo. Right? A person that lives like this, he lives in immense pleasure, more than a baby in its mother's arms. V'tov lo kol hazman. It's always good for him, because he sees Hashem in everything. וכל עבודתו נעשית מתוך לב אמת להשם יתברך. All of the service of Hashem is done from a true heart, a true place of I want to connect to Hashem. כי הוא חי את האמת, he's living the truth, שהכל זה רק השם יתברך, that everything really is just Hashem. There's four levels of Bitul, okay? בעזרת Hashem, in this chapter we're going to go very deep. But just to note, we're dealing with מלמעלה right now, from up above, a bird's eye view, right? Before we go deeper. There's four levels of Bitul. And here we are going to go a little bit deeper. אי אפשר להגיע לזה ברגע אחד. You can't get to Bitul in one step, right? It's not a oh, tomorrow we're going to have Bitul thing. אלא צריך ללכת שלב אחר שלב. You have to go level from level in the four levels of Bitul. שהם דלת מדרגות, כמה האדם מכיר וחי את מציאות השם יתברך. There's four levels of how much a person is connected and living the reality of Hashem in it, the reality of Hashem in his life. So it's not four different paths of Bitul. There are four levels of how deep and how much Bitul do you have. And this is the order. First things first, Bitul should Kabbalat Ol. The Bitul of taking upon myself what's called the yoke of heaven. There is a Torah with tons of mitzvot. Do this, don't do this. I have to take that upon myself. Whether I feel like it, not, whatever, right? From above, that's what we're talking about. And going in, first level is, every single Jew, right? And every level, no matter what they're at. ועניינה שאדם מכיר במציאות השם יתברך כמלך העולם. We are all commanded. We all need this level of Bitul של קבלת עול. We have to recognize there's a king in the world. There's a king of the world. There's a creator to the world. והוא מבטל את רצונותיו מפני רצונו יתברך. And you nullify your will in front of his will. ומקבל על עצמו עול מלכות שמיים. You take upon yourself the yoke of the kingship of heaven. לעשות את רצון המלך, to do the will of the king, גם כשזה נגד רצונותיו, הוא, שלו, right? Even when it's against your will. Meaning, שחרית in the morning, I don't feel like getting out of bed, I get out of bed. That's the first level. We all have to start there, right? במדרגה זו נקראת ביטול בקבלת עול. This is called ביטול, nullifying myself from the fact that I'm accepting upon myself that there's a king that commanded me to do something, right? It's not about me. I feel that I don't want to do this, but I respect the king of the world, so I'm going to do it. במדרגה זו האדם מרגיש בעיקר את עצמו. Mainly you're feeling yourself in this level. אלא שהוא זוכה להבין שיש מנהיג ומלך לעולם, but you merited to understand that there is a leader, there is a king to the world. והוא נותן מקום גם למציאות המלך, and you give space for the reality of the king in your life. Right? It's about me, but there is, Hashem exists. I have a relationship with Hashem. I talk to him here and there. I make space for the king. דיינו, הוא חי את עצמו, you're living yourself, אלא שבמקום שיש הוראה מהמלך, but when there is a commandment from the king on Saturdays, I would love to go to the beach. But there's a commandment here from the king, אז הוא עוזב את רצון עצמו, so I don't go to the beach, I leave my will, ונכנס לעשות את רצון המלך, and I go to do the will of the king. זו מדרגת עולם העשייה. This is the level of עשייה, the lowest world of action, שנקרא בלשון אריזה לעולם שרובו רע ומיעוטו טוב. The Arizal says, the majority of this world, the world of action, the majority bad and a little bit good. That's what the world that we're living in. כי הוא עומד במדרגה זו, הוא רואה ומרגיש בעיקר את עצמו, ורק בחלק מסוים נותן מקום להשם יתברך. Why is the majority bad and a little bit good? You feel yourself mainly, and you give space to Hashem. You recognize there's a king in the world, right? So it's mainly about you, and if it's about you and compared to Hashem in that relationship, then that's majority bad and a little bit of good. והמשל הזה הוא מלוכה. The example of this is like a kingship, a kingdom. כמו אדם שחי באיזה מדינה והוא חי את חייו הפרטים לעצמו, like a person living in a country, he lives his own private life. זה העיקר אצלו, his life is what matters, right? Like it should, if you're in the world. אלא שכאשר המלך מחייב אותו לעשות משהו, הוא עושה את זה. When the king commands him to do something, pay taxes, stop at the red light, you do it. You are in a rush, but there's a law and you're not trying to break the law. You respect that there's a law and it brings order to the world. And you're going to put your desire to get there faster away in order to stop at the stop line. Whatever, right? Just an example. But it's about me and I make space for something bigger. Then we get bitul b'midot. Nullifying myself in my emotions and in my character traits. The second level is shayichet l'ovdei Hashem yitbarach v'ohavav. This second level belongs to those people that are trying to serve Hashem and that they love Hashem and they're working on their relationship. V'inyinahu, what's the idea here? Sha'adam mikir me'od b'mitziyut Hashem yitbarach. The person really recognizes very much so the reality of Hashem. Ad shemargish elav ahava v'yira v'dvekut, until you feel love and awe and attachment to Hashem. ומתוך זה הוא מבטל חלק מעצמו והרגשותיו ומרגיש גם את אהבו. And at that level you nullify from yourself a part of yourself and your emotions, and you feel also the love of Hashem. מדרגה זו נקראת ביטול במידות. This is called nullification of your midot, of your traits, of your emotions. ומדרגה זו האדם נכנס לקשר של הרגשה עם השם יתברך. At this level you're already going into a relationship of emotions and feelings with Hashem. ואצלו השם יתברך אינו כדבר חיצוני בחייו. Hashem is not some external thing in my life. Like there is a king in the kingdom, I never see him, but you know, I know he exists and he gives rules. No, I'm in a relationship with him. הוא חלק מחייו ממש. It's part of my life, like ממש. It's a real integral part of my life as Hashem. ויש לו אהבה ודבקות עמו. You have this love relationship with Hashem and you try to cling to Hashem throughout your day. The first level. That's Kabbalat Ol. The Torah was given, there's a king that said you have to do this and you can't do that. I accept that upon myself. After that, when I go to put on tefillin, do I feel that I'm tied to Hashem right now, getting the biggest hug, and I feel in my heart that I'm hugging Hashem right now? When I put on my tallit and I, right? There it's already like, there it's, you're already going deeper than just doing the mitzvah. Right? Doing the mitzvah you have to do. You have to do the mitzvah. The next level is feeling the mitzvah, feeling Hashem in your life, right? It's a good answer? Good? So, on this level, a person feels himself. וגם מרגיש שאתם השם יתברך. You feel yourself, and you also feel Hashem. ביטול היש, the nullification of the yesh. The next level is the nullification of the ego. ממדרגה גבוהה בעניינה שהאדם מתבונן במציאות השם יתברך וגדולתו, עד שמרגיש שאין לו חשיבות כלל לידו. This level, right, is a higher, deeper level. And the idea is that a person contemplates the reality of Hashem and how great he is until he feels that he has no importance in front of Hashem. כמו תלמיד ליד רבו, like a student in front of his rabbi. Right? If you have a big rabbi, that's the biggest rabbi possible, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? You can go that far to say. You're Moshe Rabbeinu, you have Moshe Rabbeinu as your rabbi and you're his talmid. Who are you in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? Who are you? Like, are you, do you even open your mouth when you're in front of him? Right? It's even more so now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMelechim, right? It's a completely different, you realize how immensely great Hashem is. The creator of the whole entire world. כמו ילד קטן ליד גדול הדור. Take the smallest child, a three-year-old child, put him in front of Rav Ovadia, Rav Kanievsky, put him in front of the biggest tzaddik, the biggest gadol hador. What is now, what we can compare the two, a three-year-old with the biggest tzaddik in the world? It's a big difference, right? Madriga zot nikret bitul ha-yesh. This is called the nullification of what's called yesh. Yesh in Hebrew means have, there is, meaning me, some sense of me, ego, right? Me. Nullify that. And on this level, a person feels Hashem Yitbarach is the Ikar. Hashem is the main thing. Ve'et atzmo ketafel. And you feel yourself as the secondary thing. Right? Hashem is the main part. So we went from, I'm the main part and I make a little bit of room to Hashem. That, no, I feel myself and I feel Hashem. And we're in a relationship. Now it's, no, Hashem is the main thing. And yeah, I exist, but it's not about me at all. Ve'ayinu she'af shu chai u'margish et atzmo kemitziyut. You feel yourself, you know you exist in this world. You're here, present in the world. מכל מקום הוא מבין שלמציאות שלו אין חשיבות. Even though that's the case, you feel that to your, my reality in this world is not important at all in front of the reality of Hashem. יתברך. Please guys, welcome in, sit down, take a seat. נתן, תעשה איזה מילוי עד החצי, ותביא להם שתי כוסות, בבקשה. וזה על ידי שהוא מתבונן ומרגיש איך השם יתברך מחיה ומאבד הכל, this is by way of you feeling that Hashem brings existence and life to everything. ומתבונן על עצמו, and you start to contemplate yourself, איך הוא מתהווה בכל רגע, how you are brought into existence at any given moment, משפע החיות מהשם יתברך שזורם בו ומחיהו. Right? From the שפע of the reality of Hashem that's flowing through you and bringing you light at any given moment. וממילא הוא מבין וגם מרגיש שהשם יתברך הוא העיקר. If that's the case, that you see yourself that way, as a pipeline, that Hashem is just bringing life through you at any given moment, it's not about you, you're a tool, right? Be a tool, be a tool, right? The more you can do that, the more you can feel that, then, ואילו עצמו, הוא מרגיש כדבר תפל, you feel yourself as the secondary thing, and Hashem is the main thing. It's all about Hashem. שאין לו חשיבות וישות, I have no importance to myself separate from my reality of Hashem, and I have no ego. אמנם בכל זאת הוא מרגיש את עצמו כדבר שמקבל חיות מהשם יתברך. With that said, on this level, you still feel yourself as someone who receives life force from השם יתברך. וזה מדרגת העולם הבריאה, the previous level, sorry about that, I skipped that part, but the previous level was the level of Yetzirah, right? The emotions, where I have an emotional relationship with Hashem. That's the world of Yetzirah, which in the Arizal calls that Chetzio Tov v'Chetzio Ra, right? Half of it is good, half of it is bad. Like we said, I feel myself, but I also have a relationship with Hashem. Zo re'e u'margish gam et atzmo v'gam et Hashem. And that example of where I have a relationship with Hashem, the mashal there is the family, right? Why the family? הקשר של בני המשפחה אינו רק חיצוניות, אלא צריך להיות ביניהם אהבה. It's not only about חיצוניות, right? The family. It's not about external relationships. I need to love my family, right? It's not some person that I know. It's not a friend that I have a business relationship with. No, my family is deeply rooted in my heart. באופן שהאדם ירגיש את השני וצרכיו. I feel my brother. I feel my mother. I know what she needs. I have a sense there. I care about their needs. ויש לו בתוך עולמו גם את עצמו וגם את משפחתו. And in my world I have me and I have my family. Right? That was the previous level. ביטול במידות. Right? And when it comes to ביטול היש that we just explained, this is the world of Bria. It is called in the worlds of the Arizal, רובו טוב ומיעוטו רע. The majority is good and a little bit bad. Ki ha'omed b'madrigat ha'saga zo, a person who's standing on this level, ro'e b'ikar et mitziut Hashem yitbarach, he mainly sees the reality of Hashem. V'ilu et atzmo ro'e ki miyut k'devar tafel. He himself, he sees as secondary, like we explained here. V'amashal hazeh eved. What's the explanation in this world where I see Hashem as the main thing, but I still receive from Hashem every day? What is that level? Eved, the slave. Shu davar ha'kayam b'fnei atzmo. A slave exists by himself. Aval ein lo chashivut bichlal. But he has no self-identity and self-importance at all. His essence is a slave. His essence is his master, right? Ela kol kulo miyuad rak lesharet et adono. What's the end-all, be-all of a slave? To service the master. It's not about him at all. Whether he feels like it or not, he has to show up to work. He doesn't get sick days, doesn't get days off, nothing. It's 24-7 connection to Hashem, it's all about him. He has a reality to himself, he exists in this world, he's there, but he has no importance at all. And then we get to the level of bitul b'metziut, nullifying myself in reality, my reality. There is no yesh, there is no ego, there is no pride, there is no nullifying my reality. This fourth level is the shlemut of bitul. This is the completion, the highest level you can get to in bitul. And there, Shadam kol kach margish et mitziut Hashem yitbarach ad sheino margish et mitziut atzmo klal. A person feels the reality of Hashem so much that they don't feel themselves at all. V'madrega zot nikra bitul b'mitziut. This is nullification at my core, at my reality. Madrega zohi b'ikar nikrat bitul. This is what we're talking about when a person says bitul, when the holy books say bitul, right? If it's ever just bitul outright, this is what we're talking about. Nullifying my reality. This is the level of Atzilut, right? The highest of the four worlds. Shenikra b'lashon Arizal kulo tov. There it's called all good. Right? What's Atzilut in Hebrew? Etzel. Etzel. In his shade, in his side, next to him. I'm by Hashem, right? Shenikra b'lashon ki omed b'madrega ze margish rak et Hashem yitbarach. A person who's on bitul mitziut, has real bitul, all he feels is the reality of Hashem. Without any interruptions, any separations, none of that. This is the truest point where all you feel is Hashem. A certain level of a mashal that we can give, like we explained, we had the kingship, right? That I know there's a king. We had the family, and we had the slave. Here, it's on a level. It's on a certain level. It's the aspect of the son, the ben. Ki benu kira da'avua, right? It's as if the son is like an extension of the father, right? He's nothing by himself. The son, what is the son? Abba 2.0, right? It's like the fruit of the father, right? He's not him by himself. He didn't come into the world alone. V'u be'etzem chelek me'aviv, shitgala be'ofen chadash. It's a part of his father that was revealed in a new way. Kach she'ben etzel aviv eno nechshav klal kedavar etzmi. So when you take that son and you put him now next to his father, he's no longer just the guy. All of us here without our fathers, right? We're not, no one's looking at our father. But now if we go back and we're sitting next to our father, it's very clear, this is your dad and this is, right? Like, you're an extension of him. Ki be'etzem yesh kan rak et ha'av. Because when you're the son and the father are together, what do you have? The father. Like, it's about him. It's not, right? It's not about the son. He doesn't have equal importance and it doesn't even come on the same scale. It's the father and his son. You wouldn't say the son and his father. But what's the reason that a lot of people don't feel this towards their own fathers? Because the truth is, the father only gives a small portion, a certain portion to the son. The essence of your soul is not really connected to your parents. To your father or your mother. You do receive chromosomes, if you want to go to the pshat of the physicality of it. You receive chromosomes from them. You do receive from your parents, right? You are an extension of them, but it's on a certain level. That's why this mashal is only on a certain level, right? Your neshama, though, is not dependent on who your parents were. On this level, a person gets such a high level of clarity on Hashem and His unity and His oneness. It's so alive by Him. Till he feels that everything in this world is just the light of Hashem. וממילא אינו מרגיש את עצמו, אלא מרגיש שהוא נמס כביכול בתוך האור האלוקי העצום. You don't feel yourself. What do you feel of yourself? That you're melting into the godly light and the reality of this world.
These are the four levels of ביטול, שהם דלת מדרגות בהרגשת מציאות השם יתברך, וכל אדם בכל מדרגה צריך לעלות בהם לפי סדרם.
Any person, right? These are the four levels of ביטול. This is the reality. And every single person, in his own sense, has to elevate by way of these four levels. We have to start with the fact that there's a Torah. There's a king to the world. Hashem did not create this world for nothing. He gave us a book of how he expects us to act. It's very clear that what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, I have to accept that reality upon myself. Against my will. Meaning, first things, first levels, I'm a human being in this world. I have a family, I have a job, I have this, that, and the other, and it's about me. And Hashem gave me a Torah. When it comes Shabbat, I would love to go to the beach, but I'm not going to go to the beach. Because Hashem told me I can't do that right now. He wants me to spend three meals with him. So I'm going to stay home. Why? Because I respect that there's a king in the world. That's a great, lofty level that all of us have to reach. But it's step one. After that, when I come to keep Shabbat, I'm meant to take immense pleasure in keeping Shabbat. I'm meant to sing to Hashem out of love to Him, right? At the meal. I'm meant to have this emotional relationship with Hashem of love, of awe, of respect, of honor, and of clinging to Him. That's great. Gewalt. And that's amazing. But it's about me and about Him. And then there's another level, higher than that, where it's not about me. I exist, but everything that I have and anything that I will do and anything that I'm connected to is an extension of the light of Hashem flowing through me. I am completely secondary. Nothing matters when it comes to me because it's all about the King. And then we get to the higher level where I don't even exist. I am nothing. And nothing, right? I'm an extension of the light of Hashem. Now you might think that this means that I do nothing. I just sit like a Buddhist all day long in a mountain, come disconnected from this world. That's not what we're talking about. We're going to get deeper into it, but it's not at all what we're talking about. We'll push forward a little bit more. Bezat Hashem. Every level, every level has infinite levels within it, right? It's not like, there's levels and levels. This is how much you do it. And the way is, בתחילה ייכנס להרגיש קבלת עול. In the beginning, you feel this acceptance of the Torah over you. There's a Torah, I take it upon myself, and I have to feel that I'm giving over my will for the will of Hashem. And after you feel that a little bit, go deeper into the feeling of love and awe and clinging to Hashem. And after you feel that a little bit, you go into contemplation of the greatness of Hashem until you feel nullified in front of His light. And when you see that you receive that and you've acquired that a little bit, you go up to the higher feeling of nullifying myself at the core. And when you feel that, you go to Bitul Be'etzem. We said that there's four levels, but really, obviously, there's always more. Right? So then you can go to the nullification at the core of my reality. Because we have to know not to wait until you feel a level completely. You're never going to feel it completely. Ki yifshar liknotam bevat echad. You're never going to acquire any of this at one shot, right? Ela rak biribui pa'amim. Only by practicing again and again and again. Alfei pa'amim mamash. Thousands of times. Mamash, you write it. Really, thousands of times is going to take you to even begin to say you've acquired any of this. Ve'kol pa'am yizkei bezat Hashem le'mat yoter omek. Right? Every time you work on your bitul, you're going to merit to another depth, a newer depth, the deepest of depths. Right? You're going to go deeper as much as you can. By you getting to a level, recognizing, okay, right now, I don't feel like doing this mitzvah, I'm going to go on the emotions of what it feels for me to transform my will into the will of Hashem and do what I don't feel like doing. That is an emotional process that takes some time to get through, to get out of bed. In the morning, we do it a lot of times because you know, I have to pray Shacharit. Yeah, okay, next time you have to pray Shacharit, try to feel really what's going on internally when you're having to get out of bed, to get up, and to go to shul. There is something going on inside of you, right? And it's a beautiful thing called bitul. You're nullifying your will to get out of your comfort zone to do something that you were commanded to do by the king. It might be the first level, but it's a super, super lofty level for you to nullify your will to do the will of the king. And when you do this more and more and more, you're going to feel that you're really acquiring these things, and it's going to become a nature into you.
Right? There's not going to be a question. After a few months of doing this, after a few years of doing this, there's not going to be a question whether you wake up for Shacharit or not. These are not the thoughts that go through your head. Right? There's, like, for example, there's Balei Tshuva that you would never in a million years know that they're Balei Tshuva. Why? By them, they look already like complete, like they were from birth, right? You want to say that's a good thing, that's a bad thing, that's already a different discussion. But if you want to say that person's goal was to be a Haredi Yid, an observant Jew that's completely caring about Torah and Mitzvot, when he gets to the point where you can't tell he's a Baal Tshuva anymore, that's a really amazing accomplishment on his level, right? For his goal of trying to completely integrate himself into Torah and Mitzvot. And there's levels and levels and levels on this, right? So we have to be aware of this, but let's also just be conscious of how important this is on all four levels. Of the side of, I'm doing it because I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do the will of the King. On the level of feeling the emotions of going through that process, nullifying my emotions because that's not important what I feel, right? Because I'm just an extension. And all of these going up deeper and deeper. One more little part and we're going to stop there. Oh, no, we can finish the chapter if we just push through. Tov. Bitul is not a contradiction to actions. If you might have thought after everything we just said right now, so I should be sitting, like I said, in the Buddhist in the mountain and not do anything because that's proper meditation of nullification of myself. No, we're Jews. Hashem put us in a world of action. We have to do things, right? Bitul balev chayav liot yachad im avoda b'fol. Nullification in my heart has to be paired with actions in this world. V'tzich lizer shelo lipol leklipa omeret mimele hakol zeh rak Hashem tibarach, az ma yesh li lifol? Right? There's a horrible klipa, negative energy in the world that says, everything's Hashem, so why should I do anything? He's the only one that's doing anything, done anything, has ever done anything. The truth is not that way. That Hashem does it is the truth. He doesn't does everything. But we have to hold on to two sides of the coin. On one side, you have to live in complete bitul to Hashem. Remember that everything is just Hashem. He's the true doer. He's the one that's doing everything. He's the only one that can ever do anything. On the other side, Hashem made us emissaries. We are messengers of Hashem. We have a mission. To go out, to act, to do. And our job is to work hard, to put in the effort. I also have to nullify myself, and I also have to go out and do action. They're both true when they're unified together. On one side, if a person does mainly his portion, what he has to do, and he's paying attention to the main aspect in his eyes, which is, what am I doing in the world? What are my actions? How many things? The whole Rishima, a whole list of things. If a person thinks that it's about his actions in this world, not only is he missing the goal, he will for sure fall down into confusion, into pride, into depression, into anxiety, and into anger. If it's about me and my actions, whether I was successful or not, did I do it right, did I not, did I do it? you got a rough time ahead of you. But on the second side, on the other side, im adam lo yaseh klum, if a person doesn't do anything, ele rak yitbatel v'yomar hakol zeh rak Hashem yitbarach, no, it's not, I'm not doing anything, it's just all Hashem. Gam zeh eino tachlit. That's also not the truth. Ki lo letohu bara. Hashem didn't create this world for chaos, for abandonedness. Hashem yitbarach tzivanu lifol ba'olam. Hashem commanded us, gave us a Torah filled with actions in this world. Ele aderech hayesherai, what's the true path, the straight path? Latchil kol davar. To start everything that you have to do in your life with this emotion, this feeling of bitul. I'm going to go do an action, right? You have a job, you have something, you have a date, you have whatever it is. You're going out to do that thing. Contemplate for a second. Everything's Hashem. The reality of this world is all Hashem. The person himself is not anything. After you felt the nullification, you go in and you want to do and you act everything that you can with all his might in order for the honor of Hashem, while you go in to work hard, you have in your mind, I'm not doing anything, I'm a messenger. All of my power, all of my ability, all of my success, all of my failure, it's not in my hand. but I was commanded to go out and do. So you're holding in your head, you're acting on one side and in the world, you're doing actions and you want to be successful, you put in effort. Why? Because you're the messenger of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem gave you a job. So that's some guy. Hashem gave you a job. You want to be the best that you can be. With that said, it's not about you. You're doing Hashem's job and He knows exactly why He sent you and He gave you exactly what you needed or didn't need to get through that situation. You have to go through the motion with the right intention, right? But get through the motion. The outcome of what's going to be afterwards, not at all your problem. Shesayim la'asod, when you finish to do the actions in this world, yachzor la'argashat bitul gmura. Once I finish the action, I go to complete nullification again. Nullify myself completely. Bifchinat el gomer alai, Hashem who finishes the work for me, right? V'yizkor she'af shebechitzoniyut u'asa, even though externally I did some action in the world, I made it happen, right? I connected those people together. I did this. I helped him. Be'emet Hashem yitbarach hu ha'oseh amiti. Hashem is the true doer. V'asiman lezehu, what's the sign for this? What's the proof of this? Shelo yishaneh lo kama hu hitzliach b'fol. It doesn't matter to so much in your life how much you were really successful. Ki ka'asher adam chay et ha'emet, when a person is living the truth, she'Hashem yitbarach hu ha'oseh amiti, that Hashem is the true doer. Azai im asiti kefi yecholti. So if I did according to my ability, to the best that I could, if I did all I could, azai eshlamti et shluchuti, then I did my job. I did my job. Vilu atotzaa b'fual shayechet rak elav yitbarach. The outcome, that belongs to Hashem. Failure, success, that has nothing to do with me. I did everything I could in my job. The outcome is not in my hand. V'ukvar yeshlim et inyan al atzad hachi tov. Hashem is going to complete the work for me on the best way possible. Whether he wants it to go through or he doesn't. It's not about me. V'rak hu yida ma tov be'emet. Only he will know what's good in truth. For example, in prayer, mitzad echad, liyot b'yeshut d'kedusha. On one side, I have to have some self-esteem when I come to pray. I have to have confidence when I come to pray. Right? L'itchazek l'vakesh l'ifol rachamim l'chol Yisrael. I have to go and I ask Hashem and I beg Him and I pray to Him. I want mercy and salvation for all of the nation. Ruchaniut v'gashmiut, spiritually, physically. V'lo yagid mi anochi. You don't go and stand in front of Hashem and say, who am I? You know, who am I to pray in front of Hashem? Who am I to ask Hashem for something? You can't do that. Mitzad sheni, yeh male bitul. You're filled with nullification to Hashem. And you know that only Hashem is doing anything. And He's doing the best thing that could be. V'asiman, what's the sign? Im chas v'shalom yesh mechitzot v'ikuzim miniyot v'lo roe shebtfilato ne'anta. If there's preventions and side things and distractions, and you see that things are not going according to the will, ha'im yeh male bitul v'simcha, are you filled with nullification and happiness? V'yamin shebevaday tfilato nishma v'tifala. Right? Do you believe completely that your prayer was 100% heard and will be answered and will do actions in the world? Ela shelo yodim cheshbonot shamayim lama lo itmala bakashato. We don't know the calculations of Hashem. We don't know why it's yes or no. Right? In Yiddish, there's a famous saying, no? That it's Hashem doesn't answer my prayers. And it's like, no, Hashem answered, comma, no. In Yiddish, you can say it both ways. I don't know how to say it, but like, and they say, like in Yiddish, it's like Hashem didn't nisht answered my prayers, right? So the one Rebbe said, no, don't read it like that. In Yiddish, it works that you just put a comma in that sentence, and it's Hashem answered my prayers, comma, no. It's like, right? So there's some times that it's like, no, and my prayer went up, it was heard, and everything's okay. God said no, right? It's not that Hashem's not, He's ignoring us, right? Because when we say Hashem doesn't hear my prayers, it's as if Hashem is ignoring me. There you go. Yeah? I'm not sure the kaze. Right? So we don't want to feel that, God forbid, Hashem doesn't care about me. Hashem's not listening to me. Hashem, no, it's not that. Hashem is listening to you all the time. It might not be the answer you want to hear, but your prayer is working. It's going up to where it needs to go up. It's being heard and it's being attended to. Because you have to nullify yourself to what the outcome might be, right? It's not about you. It's about connecting to Hashem. Last part here, what is the avodah b'maaseh? What is the practical application? All right, obviously we have here pages and pages. We have a few weeks left on this topic of bitul, right? Maybe at least two or three more classes. From what we learned today, what is the avodah b'maaseh? Bitul be'etzem. The highest level of bitul be'etzem. Nullifying myself at the core. צריך להבין איך לעשות את זה before. We have to know how to do it. כי לכאורה, supposedly, ברגע שאדם יתחיל לפעול, the second you start to go out and act in the world, זה יגרום לו לרדת ממדרגת הביטול. Right? Let's say you have to go do an action now in the world. Right? You have to show up to work in the morning. Or to pray. Before you go to do the action, like what do you say? Contemplate that Hashem's the only doer, Hashem's the true doer, everything's in His hands. I have my job, I'm going to go put on all of my effort, but it's all about Him. Now when you go to start acting though, what's going to happen? You fall off that level, because now you have to go into the world and act. Right? So it's not about Bitul anymore. Now I have to embody the fact that no, I am the messenger, and it's all about me now. I have to do the best thing possible. Right? So it could be. You might lose the full emotion that everything is just Hashem. When you're in your meditative state, it's all Hashem, it's all Hashem, it's all Hashem. Now you go step out to be a shaliach, to go do an action. You're not that at all completely, it's all Hashem. You're already moving. Right? You have to go into the feeling of yourself. You're going to go into the feeling of yourself. Because you are the messenger. You're the one that needs to do. What is the proper full way? When a person goes out to do actions, don't go into the thoughts of I'm the one that has to do and I'm the one that's moving right now. I'm just an emissary, I'm just his messenger. And he's acting by way of me. I am a tool for his light. Be tool. I am a tool for his light. לגלותו בעולם הזה, to reveal him in this world, בגילוי מיוחד, in a unique way that only I can do. Because he gave me the mission. So it's about him revealing by way of me. It's not about me. Meaning, שיגיש שאין לו מציאות כלל לעצמו, I have no reality at all to myself, וכל מה שיש לו מציאות וכוח לפעול, any reality that I do have and any ability that I do have to do actions in this world, זה רק ככלי וצינור לגילוי אורו יתברך, ואין זו מציאות שלי, Ela gilui mitziyoto itbarach. It's not about me. It's all his ability. It's all his light. It's all about Hashem. I'm just revealing it out to words. For example, when a person goes to speak, he feels at the core, Shechina medabreret mitoch gono. I feel that the Shechina is the one that's talking through my mouth, through my throat. Kivyochol, so to say. Meaning you feel that ani eini klum, I'm nothing. Ela shehashem itbarach hu balak kochot. Hashem is the master of the powers. And so to say, he's talking by way of me right now. And any action that you go, you feel that Hashem, the spirit of Hashem is amongst you. And he's the one that's doing anything, but it's being revealed by way of me. Right? And when a person gets to this level, they get on a level where you see everything that you see, it's Hashem is in my midst. This is the reason that we were created. Right? This is what's called bitul be'etzem, nullified at the core, at the essence. On this level, not only do I see at this level that it's all there is just the reality of Hashem, this whole entire world is nullified and melting to the reality of Hashem. The kelo kayam, it's as if it doesn't exist at all. That's nullification of reality. Right, the highest of the four levels, but there's a higher level. Higher level of that is that you see the world does have a reality. It exists. We're here. We're all separate people. Ve'af al pichen enos tira le'amet emuchletet shel mitziut Hashem Yitbarach. But this, that we're multiple people here, sitting in a room with tons of different products, that doesn't nullify the fact that it's all Hashem. Right, this is the highest level. That not that I'm sitting in, like I said, right? The Buddhist might get to the level where he nullifies reality, right? But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to contemplate that, to feel that, but then he wants you to go act in the world, right? So this is the level, this is the highest level. Bitul be'etzem, that I'm nullified at my essence, right? That I can look at the world of multiplicity and see all one. Ki roe shekol mitziut hanivraim eina mitziut atzmi. All of the creation, it's not some independent reality. Elei mofanei gilui. Gilui shel ora eloki. There are different ways that the godly light is revealed in the world, and they're all vessels to reveal godliness in the world. And all of their actions and everything that goes on in this world is all just a divine revelation of Hashem's will. And in this way, even if a person knows and sees that the whole entire creation is nullified in front of Hashem, ve'en la mitziut atzmid, and it has no reality at all, מכל מקום הוא אינו צריך להתעלם מהבריאה. This kind of person, though, at this level, he doesn't ignore the creation. He doesn't need to act as if it doesn't exist. אלא הוא רואה בכל דבר איך אני הוויה שוכן בתוך בני ישראל. This person, he doesn't ignore this world. He looks at the world specifically and sees how I, Hashem, am dwelling amongst the children of Israel. והוא רואה איך השכינה שורה בכל דבר. You see the שכינה dwelling on everything. והכל כלים שלה. Everything in this world is just the vessels of the שכינה. שמרגיש איך השם יתברך, הוא נמצא בכל תנועה ותנועה. You see how Hashem is in every single movement in this world. In your movements, in your actions, and in the other people around you. ואז אדרבה. Then even more so, the opposite is true. ככל שהוא יותר פועל, the more you go out and you do in the world, ויש לו יש יותר, the more you have יש, the more you do have an ego of that high level, מתגברת בו תחושה שהיש הזה, זה לא אני. You start to feel that that yesh, that ability to go out to do, that ability that I got, that special talent that Hashem gave me, when I start to act in it for holy things, you start to feel that this sense that I'm feeling of ego, of the success, it's not about me. It's not me. It's not, this is not the I. The I that I'm talking about is a higher I. I. אלא זהו אור השם יתברך שמתגלה דרכי. This is the light of Hashem that is being revealed by way of me right now. To wrap this chapter up that we've done, there's four levels of bitul. There's four levels of a person lives and recognizes the reality of Hashem in this world. One is basic recognition of the reality of Hashem that causes me to take upon myself to do the will of Hashem, which is to keep the Torah. Two, a higher recognition that Hashem is with me all the time, and that causes me to feel emotional connection to Hashem of a life, of a family, right? Of I care about Hashem. I love Hashem. I respect Hashem. I'm going to act according to that. And I'm going to seek out ways to improve my relationship, right? And it hurts me if my relationship was blemished or tarnished a little bit. And the third one is a high, high, high recognition that you recognize that Hashem is the existence and bringing existence to everything in the world. There's no existence to anything in this world without the light of Hashem coming down abundantly to give it light. And this causes the person that he feels that he has no importance at all. The fourth level, a recognition, a complete, solid recognition. שמבין שבעומק האמת, in the depths of the truth, הכל זה רק אור השם יתברך, ורק הוא המציאות האמיתית. He's the only true reality. Everything is just Hashem. And this brings a person to feel that he has no reality at all. Not that I nullify my ego, there is no world. None of this exists. It's all a matrix, all there is Hashem. ואז יעלה להרגיש, and then you go up to feeling that the whole entire reality, and specifically my actions, they are just vessels and pipelines to the revelation of godly light here in this world. חיי אמת. A person who merits the bitul, meaning he's able to tangibly feel that there's no reality at all in this world, separate from Hashem, according to these four levels, to feel how the whole entire reality that I have is just to reveal godly light in the world, then he starts to live a true life. וכל עבודתו נעשית בתוך נקודת מוצא אמיתית ופנימית. Everything you go to do in your life is coming from a true internal place. And then you're going to constantly feel an ascension and this growth of moving towards, exalting yourself higher and higher. יגישו רצוי לפני השם יתברך בתפילתו וכל מעשיו. You're going to start to feel that Hashem loves when you come to pray. And He wants to do your will. Hashem wants to help you out. Because everything that you want is just to reveal Him more in the world. And all of your actions are going for you. They start to work out for you. Because it's all about Hashem. כי הכל בא משורש נכון. It's all rooted in the right place. A recognition that Hashem is everything, and all I am here to do is to reveal His light. Every single prayer I do, every action comes from this recognition and this feeling. It's true, and it's filled with grace. Bene Elohim ve'adam, in the eyes of God and in the eyes of man. Right? A person who's nullified to Hashem, everyone loves him. Everyone wants to be around him. Everyone wants to be connected to him. והולך בדרך שזו, מרגיש בבירור ויודע שזה מה שהשם יתברך באמת רוצה. Person who goes on this path, you're going to clearly feel, this is what Hashem wants for me. והוזכה לחיות באופן הזה, person who merits לחיות, to live in this way, any single situation in life, he feels Hashem, whether he's ascending, whether he's descending, he's going up in life, he's going down in life, whether it's the times of light or the times of hardness, of hardship and constriction and lack of light, cloudiness. He knows that he is doing the right thing and that he's ascending, because he feels a vehicle. He feels himself as a vehicle to Hashem's light in the world. As in just a, you feel, you tangibly feel Hashem's light being expressed by way of you. V'tamid tov lo. That person is always good for him. He's always good, always chilling. Et kol ma'asav, et ma shekorei imo, all of his actions and anything that happens to him, u tamid mekasher rak el Hashem yitbarach. He takes that event and he ties it right back to Hashem straight away. How do I find Hashem in this? Ki hu mevin ve'yode she'en klum chutz mimenu yitbarach. He understands and he knows there's nothing at all besides Hashem. V'kol ha'nivraim hem kelim v'shlichim shelo yitbarach. All of the creations, all of them, dogs, cats, butterflies, the garbage man and the prime minister, and us, the goy, everyone, they're all messengers of Hashem to do His goodwill. When we made it tov lo tamid, and that person who lives like that, he has a great life. He's always chilling. He's always has a good. Ki bechol inyan shebaolam umitbatel leanagat Hashem yitbarach imo. Anything that he goes through in life, any event, success, failure, right? He's just going through the waves of what Hashem is leading him through and choosing to reveal light by way of him in the world. Ta'amuhu ke'en oneg lemala mizeh. Taste and see that there is no pleasure higher than this. Be'ezrat Hashem, next week we're going to go into the ways of acquiring bitul and how to really start to work on acquiring it. We just defined it, the levels, what is it and everything. And next week we're going to work on, be'ezrat Hashem, tying it down. Bo'ch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.